Hello and welcome back. I'm Mario the Artisan Rogue. On this podcast, I'd like to talk about a little thing called fandom. I think I've touched upon it before in some of the other podcasts I've done, but in this particular one, the reason why I'm bringing this up is right now there seems to be like a maelstrom of fandoms happening right now here in Kansas City, really kind of all over the place. The main reason is, I guess part of this whole podcast came to my head as I was sitting in traffic right outside of where I work, literally right outside of where I work. You see, Kansas City has the distinction of having had a baseball team, the Royals, who normally I'm not a fan of, and I'm not a fan, I'm not a bandwagon fan, I'm not that kind of person, don't watch baseball, don't know much about it very much at all. It's a great thing, I'm glad other people love it, that's just not my normal forte of fandom. But they managed to win the World Series. What does that mean? It meant one hell of a celebration that went on earlier today. It started at noon, and I guess ended more or less around 3 o'clock. It was a 2.1 mile long parade, had the players, all these other things going on. I know that I was on the roof of Hallmark with a bunch of my other co-workers taking photographs of it. KCTV5's helicopter was out. It was flying around and taking pictures. And that's mind-blowing. I'm grateful, for them. I'm happy for them. That is an amazing thing to pull off. What, 30 years ago, 1985. 1985 is the last time that these guys did that. Well, not these guys in particular, but guys that certainly could have been their fathers. So this is a long damn time ago. Now, that being said, I'm touching on the term fandom. The fandom here is amazing. I'm willing to bet it was, logistically speaking, well over the estimated 200,000 people they thought were going to attend both the rally and the parade. I wager to say, considering I was stuck in traffic for a good hour and a half while having moved only 0.1 miles, that it was probably closer to the number of, I'd say about 450,000. That's a lot of people. That is a lot of people. And a little side note, when I was on the roof of Hallmark, looking down at that huge sea of blue, only two things went through my mind. The first was, after having watched way too many episodes of Walking Dead, it looked like a giant blue zombie apocalypse was happening down there. And the only thing that was going through my head was like, that is actually a very terrifying scenario. If hypothetically everybody that was in blue was somebody who was bitten, that had a virus, that was some zombified crazy thing trying to take me down, yeah, I wouldn't have a whole bunch of options. I'd probably have to wait it out there and probably starve. I'd like to think I'm a badass, but I don't really know. That was just a whole hell of a lot of people in blue. The other element of it, showing a little bit more of my geekiness, was, gosh, that's probably what it looks like for Gargamel every single time he went to the Smurf village. With all those little blue guys running around, little accents of white. Hilarious. But, back to the point. The fact is that there was a fantastic showing of fandom. I saw people dressed up in full uniforms. You'd think that the actual players were walking around. There was people painted in blue, everybody wearing giant sombreros and hats and crazy things with the Royals emblems on it. People saying, go Royals, love the Royals, I don't know. It's almost infectious. I'm not even a sports fan. I'm really not. Growing up, didn't have it in me. I was a great practice target for people in dodgeball. I was capable of dropping every single pop fly that flew out into either center or right field, which are the only two places that I got put. And the only reason I even know those positions for baseball, because when it came to me, unceasingly, I was the last one picked. They were like, oh God, it's him. And it was like, I was the chubby kid. I was the chubby little Hispanic kid that really just didn't play sports. I still don't play sports, and there's plenty of reasons. Anybody that knows me in person, you can take one look at me and go, he's not built for speed, is he? No, I'm not. But what I am built for is a different kind of fandom. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because recently I was actually asked, how does one define fandoms? And to me, I thought this, and the fellow who shall remain nameless at this point in time for various reasons, when he asked me that, I thought, now you're the exact kind of guy that if the Royals or the Kansas City Wizards, our soccer team, or anybody else did something phenomenal in sports, you'd be right there. I'm not calling him a bandwagon fan. I'm just saying he'd be one of those fans that would be like all out. And I'm like, there's really no difference between how just totally bat crap insane I'm going to be in December when Star Wars is coming out. There's really no difference between that and what's going on downtown where a bunch of people are going to watch some dolled up cars and stuff go by, except, my adventure is going to happen in a movie theater. in a galaxy a long time ago, you know, far, far away. That sort of thing. I think I got that wrong. I got that wrong, didn't I? Damn it, I got it wrong. But all that being said, the craziest part about all this is I don't even see how people can see that there's a distinction or a difference between the two. You get people out there, like there's actually a game, and I can't remember what it was. I saw it played one time drunkenly. I was not drunk. I saw it played by some drunken people, and it was actually, if they could say the alphabet, I believe it was, by using people's names from NASCAR. I believe that's what it was. It was something along that line. Now, that's not too dissimilar. I know I couldn't tell you anybody. I mean, the only person that I kind of follow is Jeff Gordon, and that's just because I had seen him on some shows, and he's a fantastic driver and that sort of thing. So I have just enough street cred on that respect to go, yeah, I do like Jeff Gordon. I actually have watched a NASCAR race or two because Jeff Gordon was in it. I couldn't tell you what his points total was. I couldn't tell you any of that sort of thing. Why? Because that's just not my normal thing. But if you ask me which planet it was that the Rebel base had originally been on, I would be able to tell you that was Dantooine. Not a lot of people that are in NASCAR are going to care, realize, or understand, or give a crap as to where the hell that planet was, or if it's even really a planet. That's not knocking them. That's simply saying that there are divisions in there. And I find it bizarre because really, if you just look at the parallels, they're right there. I mean, just as somebody can get that in, you know, that incredibly into it to the point where they're going to wear blue all day long. That's just like me. Like today, I actually wore a Ghostbusters 2 shirt. I know. I can probably hear some groaning and some moaning out there. Regardless of what some people think, I actually did like some parts of the movie more than I thought I would. That doesn't mean I like the whole movie. It does mean I do like the movie, though. I'm willing to watch it. I know that it's probably not a lot of other people's favorites, but it's still something I like. That, and quite frankly, it's Ghostbusters. That's official. And it's about as close, you know, as I was going to get to seeing the furthering adventures of it, aside from the animated show. Anyway, I digress yet again. I think that the lesson I'm hoping that I can communicate eventually to this fellow is, look, fandoms are all the same. It's just one of those things of like, where do you end up slapping it on there? And fandoms end up crossing streams all the time. You see, a lot of the times, if people are into science fiction, that means you're probably going to have some respect for things aside from Star Wars. You're probably going to be into Battlestar Galactica. Probably even going to be into Doctor Who. You're probably going to be into any number of other things that are science fiction related. I tend to find new fandoms all the time. And, you know, here's the thing. What essentially would you guys define as a fandom? For me, it's any time I lose my mind over something. Like, you want to get me interested in something? Show me something that has Darth Maul on it. I met Ray Park not that long ago, at a couple years ago at Planet Comic Con, which was freaking amazing. The guy, true gentleman, awesome guy, he loves his fans, and I honestly wish that they would bring Darth Maul back in the movies, and I'm talking in the movies because that is the only real canon that counts for me. I understand they got the Clone Wars thing, I get all that, and I'm happy he's in there, but it's not Ray Park on celluloid, or digital footage, or whatever they're going to be doing for the movies coming forward. But when all is done and said, my love of a character like Darth Maul, to the point to where I buy shirts, coffee mugs, patches, books, whatever, is no different than somebody going out there and, you know, buying the jersey, the socks, the hat, pictures, posters, little bobblehead figurines, which seem to be all the freaking rage with, like, people that are into baseball. That sort of stuff. Baseball cards, whatever the case might be. I mean, and you know what? And here's the really funny thing. I think one of the things that validated the fact that there really isn't that big of a difference in fandoms is Topps. Okay, Topps creates trading cards. We all know it. We all have seen them and everything else like that. And many of you probably have this app on your phone. There's a fantastic set of apps that Topps has come out with. They cover soccer and all the other sports games out there, but they also have a wonderful, 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 fantastic one for Star Wars. And I didn't understand how it worked at first. I understand now that, you know, there's only so many digital versions of these cards that exist, and a screenshot doesn't prove crap. If it's in your app, if you actually opened it, if you traded for it, that's the sort of thing that goes down with it. So really, it's kind of an honor system, and it's a bit of legitimacy to say, hey, this thing's actually live on my app. This is something I have. The exact same mode has been applied for sports. Now, if something that simple can be applied across the field, I don't understand why it's that hard to understand why one fandom is just as equal as the next. But you'll still get people like that. I remember one time, when I worked security. Now, probably a good number of you out there, when you think of security, you think of these big guys, you know, they're all huge, and they're muscular, and their neck and their ears are all connected. Those kind of guys. And believe me, I did work with guys that big. Many of them construction, many of them electricians, all kinds of people. Like the kind of people that, like, you know, their farms enough, you know, are enough to kick your ass. And I remember when the Kansas City Joe FanCon came to Kansas City, I was ecstatic. I was like, well, these are all dudes my age. Yeah, this is cool. And I said, yeah, I was at the G.I. Joe FanCon. I still remember you could hear a penny drop in that room. Evidently, that was like the most uncool thing I could have ever said, being a bouncer at one of the better clubs downtown. And I still remember, like, they were like, oh, man, you really shouldn't have admitted to that. Now, I took it in pride. I didn't care. I didn't. I really didn't. I think it only bugged me because I expected that, you know, other people would have that same sort of joy in that sort of thing. But the truth is that a lot of times our fandoms fall by the wayside as we get older. I mean, it's okay to still love baseball. It's okay to still like people driving really fast in cars. But you give somebody a lightsaber and an alien companion, well, come on. That's kid stuff. Really? These cars are driving in a circle multiple times. And they're all brightly colored like Tonka cars. Really? These guys are all wearing matching uniforms. And they're hitting a leatheroid spheroid with a cudgel. That's stickball. That's what you played as a kid. I mean, when you really come down to it, I understand there's millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars involved in all kinds of things on both sides of it. So somebody somewhere is taking that crap seriously. But I guess my point is, we should respect fandoms. We really should, on all ends and all aspects. I mean, unless your fandom is, you know, beating the crap out of homeless children. That's a terrible fandom. Nobody should have that. I mean, maybe if they're zombie kids, I could see something like that. But otherwise, no. No. And honestly, you know, I've seen fandoms that maybe I'm not really into. There was a guy that I ran across at one show, and he really liked the Transformers. You know? Like, you know, Optimus Prime and Megatron, all those guys, except in his fan books, in his fan fiction, they liked each other way more than he liked them. And that's always a little bit shocking and surprising. I've seen some fandoms like that, and I think any one of you who've ever been to any show can claim to having seen something like that. And yeah, sure, there's the other fandoms, you know, like bronies that get a lot of hell. And quite frankly, I don't understand why. They're pretty legitimate. In my book, no, I'm not a brony. I've tried watching that show. And it's pretty bizarre. It's not my cup of tea. And it's not the animation. It's not that. I mean, I love Powerpuff Girls. I love a lot of those flat sort of animated shows. And the pacing and everything else is fairly similar. There's just something about it. And I think the whole thing is like, you know, in the 80s, my sister was rocking the My Little Pony thing, and I was forbidden from ever really even touching those things. Not that I wanted to, I just thought, hey, you know, they're kind of in scale, G.I. Joe could sit on their backs, that whole thing, you know, I was like, cool, you know, I got some horses now. But, again, I digress. The point is that when it's all come down to the point, just be glad that we live in a day and age where we have as many fandoms as we have. I hear people complain about them all the time. I hear people paranoid about what J.J. Abrams is going to do with the new Star Wars because of what he did with Star Trek. I think he did a fine job. It doesn't eliminate Star Trek The Next Generation or the original series. It doesn't do anything to that. Really, it doesn't. They're still there. I mean, if you want to, you can go on Netflix and find them. They're still there. The point beyond that is that people freak out about the craziest things when it comes to fandoms. And we have enough problems in this world, enough real things that can cause us to completely fall off the bandwagon of life. So why not just jump on the wagon and be happy that we have access to the fandoms and things that are out there that we do now? And that may seem like I'm treading some familiar territory from an earlier podcast I did about the whole gender targeting thing, but it's very similar in that respect as well, too. Except in this case, I'm hoping that as our societies begin to merge more and more across the world, you will be exposed to some crazy things. You know, I've happened to find some incredibly hilarious and wonderful discoveries. One of them is a Japanese metal band called Baby Metal. And I know the first time I saw it, I tend to like acts that have an extra little bit of extra to them, like Gwar or the Misfits or something, where it's a bit more theatrical, a bit more, you know, maybe over the top or just really out of left field. And, you know, for all it's worth, you know, Baby Metal could be a corporate put-together production just like One Direction or the Sex Pistols. Yeah, I said the Sex Pistols. That's exactly what they were. Doesn't mean I don't like their music any less, you know, or any more or anything else than that. I listened to their music, and when I was a kid, I thought, wow, that's what revolution sounds like. No, that's what corporation sounds like. And it sounded pretty freaking good at the time, because they knew what they were doing. But even those still have their fandoms. And the one thing that will blow my mind forever is how people will sometimes go through weird lengths to not understand something when it's right there in front of their face. So I'm hoping that when I do get a chance to go back and talk to the fellow that asked me the initial question of, well, how do we tap into these fanboy elements, or how do we... It's not that hard, man. It's really not that hard. The fact is that somebody like me, 40-year-old guy, beard, you know, I'm an artist by a trade, and I happen to like a lot of things that most guys my age would probably be like, no, I'm not really into that. Shut up. Yes, you are. You do like some of these things. And if you don't, fantastic. Not everybody's into the same thing. But I'm willing to wager that there's quite a few people out there that have fandoms or, you know, I hate the term nerd and geek because they're really terrible labels. I tend to hate labels in general. But there's a lot of them that really put their geek or their nerd in the closet, the one they have inside. That's a shame. That's such a shame. Because we have enough issues today with, oh, God, am I too fat? Am I too skinny? Am I too bald? Am I too hairy? Am I too tan? Am I too white? We have so many issues with physical appearances and body shaming and cosplay and things like that. That's just detrimental to us existing as people within ourselves, much less, you know, never mind how we treat our fellow person. And so, see, that's the thing, as I close this out, that I guess I'm hoping people will understand is that fandoms really aren't that hard to understand. They're not. They're the most intrinsic and basic things because they are what we like. And sometimes that can be very, very, very detailed and niche, like loving the world of EVE Online, which is essentially, as other people have called it, spreadsheets in space! Or it could be something as simple as Candy Crush, which personally I loathe, but a lot of people get a kick out of it. Great! Those are all types of fandoms. Casual gaming versus the hardcore gaming. And the thing is, I've begun to notice that life in and of itself is essentially a series, especially in the Western world and parts of Asia, and even, you know, through the greater part of Europe, that's fandoms. And they go across all kinds of things. And a fandom can even be something, you could be a fan of history and love history. They're not going to call it a fandom, they're going to call it a degree. A doctorate, I think, is what they call it. But otherwise, it's all kind of the same thing, isn't it? You just really put a lot of your love and life and attention towards something that really makes you happy, that makes you want to get up in the morning, that makes you want to do cool things. But I think a lot more people in this world would be happier if they had the ability to share those fandoms freely and not feel that people were coming down on them for not conforming to whatever crazy societal norms there would be. So with that, let me know in the comments or by email at mario@mariomora.net or maybe in person what you think about this. Give me your feedback, please. I love when you guys email me and when you guys message me and let me know what you did or didn't like or that sort of thing. And certainly let me know what you think about fandoms in general. I welcome comments, like I said earlier. And in the meantime, if you guys have any other subject matters or anything else like that that you want me to cover here on this podcast or any of the other things, or maybe some toys you'd like to see reviewed, certainly let me know. Right now, I'm in the process of still working on a studio. I'm still trying to get stuff put together. I'm still trying to stay of the mindset that this is something that needs to happen so that I can produce even better content and more content on a much more regular basis and far more richer content, perhaps. So, with that, I'm Mario Mora, the Artisan Rogue, and I'll see you next time.